Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
We won't talk about to rule and to reign. To rule and to reign. And I need everybody to open their heart and really listen. Amen. Church has a purpose. Church is not just for gathering and wearing new clothes and seeing fine faces. God intended more for the church than all of this. We saw it in Matthew 16 down through 18 to 19, I guess. The Bible says, Jesus asked the question, who do men say that I am? And the Bible said, the disciples said, you are one of the prophets, the people said. But he asked them, the 12. And Peter said, he replied, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. In this part of scripture, we see the consequences of knowing God through Jesus. Isn't it? We saw the consequences. That if you know God, because Jesus said in John 14, he that has seen me has what? I see the one, he has seen the one that sent me. Amen. So Jesus said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Right? That's not what Jesus said. That's what Peter said in Matthew. Jesus in John 14 said, he that seen me has what? Seen the one that sent me. Alright? So Jesus is actually saying, you don't need to see God. Seeing me is seeing God automatically. Isn't it? So if now go back to Matthew, alright, we are there already. You see Jesus responding and saying these words. He said, and Jesus answered, blessed, happy, fortunate, and to be envied are you, Simon Barjona. Why? Because he just knew that Jesus is the Christ, meaning he just knew God. Hallelujah. Is that not Minister Dave Sachs? It's not him I'm saying. Why not seated in the minister's seat? He should be in the minister's seat. Amen? Someone help him. Hallelujah to Jesus. It says, blessed, happy, fortunate, and to be envied are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood that is men have not revealed this to you, right? I said, but my Father who is in heaven. Alright? Because you just revealed God. You just understood God. And it takes God to understand God. In 1 Corinthians 2, the Bible says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor has it entered into the hearts of men what God has prepared for those that love him. It goes ahead to explain the person of the Holy Spirit, the diversity of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. It says, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the what? Deep things of God. Then it goes ahead in verse 11 to explain how that it works. He works, the Holy Spirit. It said, who knows the heart of a man but the spirit of that man? Then it says, in the same way, who knows the heart of God but the Spirit of God? Alright? Then it says, but we have received the Spirit who is from God, that we may what? Know the things that God intends for us. Alright? Or has freely given to us. Are we together? That simply means that it takes only God to know God. And God there, he's called the Holy Spirit. And you know what that means, right? Trinity. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They are all the same and one God, isn't it? But the Trinity is God in diverse dimension, trying to carry out his purpose for us and for the earth. Alright? In the beginning, there was no issue at all. So God existed as the source and sustainer of everything. It's called Abba, Father. But when there was need for salvation, he didn't just sit in heaven. Alright? He had to come as the Son, Jesus. Are we together? Because Jesus is who God wanted man to be like from the beginning. Alright? Jesus is who God wanted man to be like in the beginning. So salvation is coming, is God coming like who He intended us to be from the beginning, so that we understand that He on the earth is who He wanted us to be from the beginning. Am I complicating issues? Not at all. That is why in 2 Corinthians 3, it's in the Bible, say, as we behold Jesus like our mirror. You see that? So when you see Jesus, He reflects your very image, the Father's intention for you from the very beginning. That is why I always tell you, you are bigger than wherever you found yourself. In the Tiv world, in the Idoma world, in the Ibibio world, in the Igbo world, in the Hausa world, you are bigger than all of those stuffs. Alright? You hail from heaven. Are we together? Are we together? You hail from heaven. And I like to say it a lot of times, as Miles Moreau will say, that the reason why, of blessed memory, the reason why Jesus had to delay His coming was because there was no concept on the earth. Just to make sure you understand this last point I just said. And what was the concept He was waiting for? He said to His own, for His own believers, and I kind of agree with it to a very fair percentage. He said there was no concept. Alright, and what was the concept? He didn't see any kind of leadership on the earth that mirrors His kind of leadership until the Roman Empire metamorphosed. Are we together? And they had a system of government where when they go, they were the strongest government in those days, very strong army. And whenever they go and win a battle, they don't bring the people to their land, because their land is so full already. So what do? They create a what? It's the way I said it before. A colony, right? That's how they call it. They create it outside their land space and send their government from Rome to go and represent Rome in that place, alright? And change the whole system to Rome. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? So you are not in Rome, but you are experiencing everything about Rome. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? One of the persons was Pilate. Remember, he was in another person's land, but he was ruling. Isn't that interesting? So that's why Jesus had to delay His coming, because He wanted the right concept so that when He's explaining, people will understand that He did not come to the earth to take us to heaven. He came to create a colony on the earth. So that as it is on the... Hey, calm down. I'm not trying to take you away from God. As it is on... Is that not what Jesus said? So shall it be in the... Sorry, as it is in... Oh, no wonder everybody was looking at me. As it is in heaven, so shall it be upon the face of the earth. Alright, so Rome and the colony, for instance. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain? So it's not like when you die right now as a righteous person, you will not go to heaven. There is a heaven. But heaven is a place of waiting, alright? Until the actual realm that God intends for you finds expression at the end. Alright? And I'd explained that before Revelation 6 and 8. I've seen a lot of things that I just wanted to explain, church. Revelation 6 and 8. But so that people don't miss me. You know, if you don't say it the right way, people will hear it the wrong way. And it will cause trouble. I went to that church. The pastor just said one thing like that. Now, it says, so I looked and behold a pale horse, and the name of him who sat... Okay, Revelation 6 and what? No, where some people were crying in the heavens. Verse 10, yes. I'm not that old. Verse 10. It says, and they cried. You know, some of the saints. Let's see from verse 9. When he opened the fifth seal... Maybe we'll read from verse 8. It all makes a lot of sense. It will even complement everything. So I looked and behold a pale horse, and the name of him who sat on it was what? Death. And hate followed. Alright? Hate followed. Hate there is one of the interpretation vividly is hell. So the reason why we have hell was because there was a realm called death. So if there is no death, there is no hell. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? Alright, so because of debt, then they had to be hell. Hell is more like a dumping ground for anything that is not good. Are we together? Are we together? And what is good? What God create, what God intends from the beginning, that's what is good. The Bible says when he was done with everything, he said it was good, including you and I. But the enemy has come but to what? Steal, to what? Kill, and to what? Destroy. So anything that is anti what God intends for you is part of death. We can go ahead and see more of it. Hate followed. Alright, that's the reason for hellfire. If there was no death, there would have not been hellfire. And hellfire is not a place of punishment. It's just a refuse dump. And it's a bigger refuse dump where you remove... You know, when you have... You, some of you in your houses, you have smaller refuse dump baskets in the front of your houses, isn't it? And monthly or weekly, one vehicle comes for some of us and we put the refuse there, right? And they take it somewhere else. Did they go to store it? They go and what? Burn it in the major one. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? There's a minor refuse dump and there's a what? Major one. Are we together? And some of us is just within the area. One part that nobody know how it started. You know, one person just spoiled it. And now they are begging everybody and saying, we have sacrificed donkey here. If you put it, you'll die. Yet people still pour. You know, things like that. Yes, they call it bulla. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. We have our own in welfare quarters. It used to exist. I think it has stopped. The man had to beg for several years. If you are going by the left just before Shama, you know, turn. There's one big one that used to be there. Hallelujah to Jesus. But it's not a place for storing dumb. When they put it there, they burn it once in a while. Isn't it? What I'm trying to tell you is that you will not live in hell for forever if you go to hell. That's just one of my comedy this morning. Amen? Hey, are you happy?
Yes, sir!
If you are eyeing me, you will go to hell. It's proof you are planning to go to hell. Some of you are just looking at me with bad eyes as I said this thing. Why? So if you are planning to go to hell, don't think you'll be talking there anyhow. You just be talking and say, hey, God, you're spending my bag. Ah, I wish I behaved well. No, you not even talk. Now, you see, if you go to hell now, you may cry for a while. Sorry, you will cry for a while. But at the finality of time, Parousia, the coming king, they will carry hell, minor bulla, and throw into the lake of fire. You know, some of you, when they say lake of fire, you just picture one lake of fire somewhere God created. Because lake is not natural, it's artificial. It's created, isn't it? Huh?
Yes, sir.
Do you people understand what I just said?
Yes, sir.
It's created. Alright? So when they say lake of fire, because book of Revelation it's more like using some things to compare other things. More like allegories. Are we together? A lot of people don't believe what I'm saying. True. See how they're answering me. Amplified version, Revelation 1:1. We'll rush back here. I want everybody to read. You know, if you people are not believing you, the way they answer yes, sir, it's not so convincing. So, do you believe? You understand what I'm trying to say? Prove it. That's what they're trying to say by that. Instead of yes, sir. Revelation 1:1, the Amplifier edition. Can we read? Everybody want to go? This is Revelation of Jesus. Wait. Before we continue, what will you know if you read the book of Revelation? It's Jesus Christ. This is Revelation of not end time. Yeah? So when you read the book of Revelation, you understand Jesus very well. So if you understand end time when you read the book of Revelation, then you have a problem. If it's only end time, you are saying. Alright? Jesus is the beginning and the end of the age. So when you truly understand him, you understand the beginning, you understand the end. Alright? But if your problem, if you are looking at it and it's only end, you are trying to see, not Jesus, you will miss the point. It's kind of people that will say one day the world will end, then there will be no death again because if you try to kill yourself, you will not die. Then at that point, even if somebody shoots you, you will not die because and if you cry for forgiveness, you will not still be forgiven. Something like that. If you cry for that time, Jesus will block forgiveness. So if you cry for forgiveness, you will not be forgiven. And the only thing that you use to pay for, I think there's still debt, the way they say it. The only thing you use to pay for your sin is your own blood. I think Nollywood did it for us, right? And I just wonder why we believe that. Because those guys don't know Jesus. How did they know what Jesus intends for us? Are we together? God, there's trouble in this place. The way people are looking at me. How many of you have watched end time movie in Nollywood before? How many of you repented that moment? That moment. How many of you still sin again? You know, just like when the Bible said, weeping may endure for a night. That's how some people's repentance, when they watch, because those kind of things were not designed to make you repent. It is the goodness of God that leads to repentance. That's what has been designed to make people repent. God is not somebody somewhere just saying, if you try me, I'll kill you. Then when we see him in his wickedness, we'll say, Lord, I repent. No, he's very good. Did you know a lot of Christians don't believe God is good? Even the way they preach. My brothers and sisters, if you die today, is that the gospel? Where will you spend eternity? So God sent you, this is the only thing God told you to come and tell people. Who wants to worship that kind of God? I'm just sitting down, probably as an unbeliever, taking one bottle of beer, and I just say, hey, why are you wasting your life? What if you die as you are drinking this bottle of beer? Where will you spend eternity? That's not gospel. If that person repents for any reason, it's because he's scared. And the Bible says, perfect love casts out fear. Meaning, if you truly understand the love of God, there will be no fear in your heart. Fear is the root of even sin. Hope you know that. Hebrews 2:14. Those who through fear for sin were held captive by the devil. Fear for sin. Fear is faith in the opposite direction. Hope you know that. What did I say fear is? If I see somebody standing and I change direction, I agree the person is stronger than me. How many of you have changed direction before? You found trouble in class, and at the end of the class, the person was waiting for you at the gate. Have you been there before? And you were thinking of jumping the fence, or you jumped the fence, or you had to wait for somebody bigger to boost your confidence to pass. How many of you have been there before? So why were you scared? You were sure the person would beat you up. That's why you were scared. He had the potency to beat you up. When you are scared of Satan, you are not wise. You are being foolish. Alright? Because you are agreeing that Satan has the potency to what? Beat you up. You know, I was trying to do, they called me and told me one case, and the person that told me started crying. I said, why are you crying? He said, because of the thing is severe. I said, so what if it's severe? Crying means you agree that the matter has passed your power. Let me say it the way you understand. It don't pass my power. That's why the person was what? Crying. I hope you get what I'm trying to say. If somebody says you have a very big head, he said, oh God, you agreed that your head is big. That's why you cried. If your head is not big, why did you cry? So why are you crying? She said, I have a big head. Oh dear. You are crying. Truly, your head is big. You wake up in the morning. You carry salt or water. You start rubbing on your body. They say, why? I say, because anything they plant for me. Yesterday, one bed, a blue whistle. I don't understand what is that. She said, you are agreeing that Satan is more powerful than you. It's local Christians that behave like that. You know, even in this world, there's locality and there's city. Have you gone to the village and see how people behave? When we come from the city of the Lord and look at some people, they behave like that. We're in the city of the Lord. Hope you know that. You have come to Mount Zion. Into and what? You can't be here and accept village life. It's not possible. So like, so you are living in a mansion and somebody comes and lit firewood to boil water. Will you take that when you have gas in the kitchen and all the cylinder? I'm not going to be excited that somebody lit firewood in your kitchen to boil water. You'll be angry. That's how we get angry sometimes when we see some Christians behaving local. How can you be a Christian anointed of the Lord and you have one bottle of oil in your room that cares for your life and your children's life? You are local. One of the things God created in the world is the reason why your family is protected. You call it holy water, holy salt, holy oil. Those things were pointers to the original. Are you listening to me? Christ has come, is the original. There are types and shadows. Oil there is not the Holy Spirit. It was representing it in the Old Testament, representing him in the Old Testament. Immediately the Holy Spirit came upon us, we dropped those bottle of oil. Goya is for frying, not for anything else. I know you don't like what I'm saying this morning, and it is because we are breaking the hood of religion. God is not a babalawo. Stop. See, some things I wish God, you know, I sometimes wish God wants to talk. You wish he can come out and say, make una stop this thing. I'm not into these kind of things. You know, one time they called one of us to go and pray for somebody somewhere, and she went and saw that the prophet asked them to get white doves. It was for purification or something. She said, Pastor, what will I do? I said, tell them to kill the doves and eat and pray for them. Kill the doves and eat. See, the Holy Spirit came as a dove. How? He came in form. He didn't come as a dove. Meaning when you look at the form looked like a dove. That's what the Bible says. They didn't say the Holy Spirit was dove. Are you people here tonight?
Yes, sir.
So that the next time you're about to write a book, you don't put a bed in the front as a proof that you are talking about Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Are you guys here this morning? If you do things like this, Christianity will be sweet. We are not one of the world's traditional systems. No. I heard a story of a woman traveling from Lagos and they had an accident. The bottle of oil broke and she was crying because it was her mantle. Mantle that couldn't protect itself. God protected her because she was more anointed than the mantle. The Bible says, whatever you lay your hands on, are what? Bless. You know, I went to the village for my grandfather's burial. They wanted me to say, I'll be the first grandson, I'll be whatever. They said, I must be there. I was there. So they fought and I went. So, as I entered the place, you know, this is my first time in my life that I'd gone to my village. See, they burned me. I never known my village. So when I went there, it was a very nice place. And whatsoever. And my mother's brother, some of them, we just sat somewhere. And they brought food. And when they brought the food, they were so disappointed at me. You know why? Pastor Ed was there. I just caught the food. The way they look at me, I said, the Bible says, whatever your hand touches, bless. I knew they wanted to hit me very well because they wanted me to lead the prayer. They had been watching me online, you're a pastor, blah, 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 and they just keep food waiting for me to leave, and I just caught the food. When they looked at me, I said, the Bible said, whatever your head touches, bless. And I was eating it. Now, I'm not saying it's not nice to thank God. You can thank God for food. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? We should. But you don't pray for food to, I don't know how they call it now, that somebody put something inside and food is for eating. If you like, put anything inside. It's you that sabi. Many years ago, my spiritual father said that when the woman that poisoned him died, she was confessing that she put charm in the food. What was the food? I asked him. He said, fried rice, chicken, salad, and zobo. He said, Simon, there is nothing in this world that would have ministered to me and I would have agreed that there's poison in that food. Somebody one is grown, oh, they are now confessing now that they charmed him when he was small. They put poison for him. And she said she doesn't know why he didn't die. Somebody said, pray that your eyes should be open to see every poison. No. How careful can we be in this world? How careful can we be? What if you woke up? Let me scare all of you. You don't even know how to do this thing. Let me scare you. What if you woke up this morning and at your gate they poured this thing, charm, and you match it? Huh? Do you know that's possible? A lot, a lot. So if you want to be calculating where the witches are coming from, you don't even have a walk with the Holy Spirit. You'll be thinking of witches. Just like some Christians that know all the names of demons, but they don't understand the word of God. They can tell you the kind of demon if your eye go like this. You say, I know that demon. We're not designed to know demons. We're designed to just know God. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Knowing God is enough. If you know God, you don't need to know the devil. Are you all listening to me? Are you guys here tonight? You know, some people have the problem that I make it look so cheap. Satan is very cheap. You can't know God and admire Satan's power. The glory of God is so mighty that when you know the glory of God, you look down on the power and the ability of the devil. You can't even help it. It's just like you see one giant, then you now see one small boy want to fight him. You begin to laugh. Why are you laughing? Naturally speaking. Because that guy doesn't look like somebody that even has a chance. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Imagine, come. Where is Jerome? Is he there? Come. Climb up there. Face yourself like it's wrestling. Alright now. Look at them. They are about to fight wrestling. Oh yeah, start the fight. One, two, go. No, I want you to fight. See, look at me. Fighting with your whole power. Jerome. One, two, ready, go. Go now. I'm not joking. The guy doesn't even want to start what he cannot finish. He's scared. He knows he'll be gone. That's what the Bible said about we are the devil. It said light shines in darkness, but darkness comprehended it not. And somebody is like, the devil is so powerful. How? You know, before Jesus resurrected, because his ministry was enacted after his resurrection. So while he walked on the earth, he had not actually opened the door to the New Testament yet. Are we together? Now, he said some words. He said, I've given you power over the power of the enemy. That's before he resurrected. Because since he was not resurrected, he has not defeated Satan yet. For man. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But when he resurrected, he says another word in Matthew 28. He said, now, all what? Authority. He didn't say some. He said, all. Then he said, go, because you don't have a limitation now. Nor do you have an opposition. He said, go and make people, because all authority has been given to me. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? In other words, Satan has no ability right now he has no ability. You are the one that thinks Satan has. There's no poison again that can kill any man from the devil. Did you catch what I just said? Oh God. The same word used in Matthew 28, authority, is the same word used in, that's basileia in Greek. It has the same meaning with the word used in Genesis 1:26. Let them have dominion. The word dominion there is word mamlakak. Everybody say mamlakak. It has the same meaning with the same words there. Absolute authority. Absolute what? Authority. God gave man absolute authority on the earth. Meaning God wants to rule the earth absolutely through man. Do you understand what I'm trying? Meaning man cannot be the one. Man independent of God is not how God wants it to flow. God wants to rule the earth through the mind of man, through every ability of man. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain? It's just like I hire somebody as a manager, but I'm ruling the company through that person. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? That was God's intention from the beginning. That is why if you don't know God and you are in authority, Satan will use you. You can't sit on the fence. And that's why all of us have to be in places of authority in this world. Because if somebody who doesn't know God is a president, we will suffer the consequences. I was talking to somebody and I said, do you know it is possible that a governor can have a babe with security everywhere and a local government don't have one security? Do you know that? I'm not saying that is happening, but do you know it can happen? But a local government doesn't have one security? That shows you the heart of a man if he doesn't know God. You cannot have a heart for humanity if you don't know God. You will not know how to really value souls because you don't know God. One of the promises of the New Testament is that he will remove the heart of stones and give us a heart of what? Flesh. Hallelujah to Jesus. So Satan stands no chance. No single chance. That is why I'm not conscious of the ability of the devil. Because Jesus said, now all authority. He didn't say some. Remember, he had said, I've given you power over the power of the enemy. So before, it was more like power over power. That's why when you see Christians write power fighting power, they don't know the Bible. They don't have a revelation of scriptures. Because it is not power jam power. It was like that before Jesus resurrected. Now that Jesus is resurrected and seated at the Father's right hand, and we are seated with him, it's not power jam power. It is power in charge of every other power that existed before. That's why the Bible says, O death, where is thy sting? Meaning your sting cannot do anything right now. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you right now? Satan has no power. You know, see, if you don't understand this, you will fall a prey to the devil every day. That is why there are many Christians suffering with addictions. They don't tell people. In fact, is it not embarrassing that we as Christians will have some kind of words in our dictionary? Things like secret sin. Why do we have such words? Because they've truly caught a lot of Christians with secret sin. Why will you have secret sin? Because of your beliefs. See what the Bible says about the word of God. It says, and God is a light so shining. Then the Bible says, in him there is no what? Trace. No trace of darkness. Why should there be a trace of darkness in your life if you truly have encountered God? You may see a very fat, big demon. I tell you the truth. You don't win the demon physically. The battle is not physical. It is all supernatural. The weapons of our warfare are not physical. They are not carnal. But they are mighty in God to pulling down strongholds. All of these giant demons. Now, how do we fight? Verse 5 then says, is that bringing every thought and knowledge that seems to exalt, that is attempting to exalt itself above what? The knowledge of Jesus Christ. You see that? Meaning, if you have the knowledge of Jesus Christ, which is your weapon, you can, through the knowledge of Jesus Christ, subject every force that's trying to rise against the knowledge of Jesus Christ through their ideology. What we mean is that you use God's word. If Satan wants to fight you now, take for instance, this is Satan. Alright, let me use you as Satan. Take for instance, this is a demon. And this is a child of God. Huh? Are you people here? What is your own tool? Can I have a Bible? Give me a good Bible. Not the one that it will make somebody defeated. Something beautiful. Alright. And some kind of Bible you hold, you'll be defeated. So, open it towards him like this. Open it towards... No, I'm not saying you are fighting him. This is the word of God he has, right? Can I have another material that looks terrible? Okay, let's use this book. Open it towards him. You know what the Bible is saying? That the devil... Go back to verse 4. It said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Meaning what we used to fight in the supernatural is nothing carnal. He said, but they are mighty through God to pull it down. So now go back to verse 5. It says, casting down argument and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every word. Meaning Satan uses thoughts to fight us. He may be big, but what does he use to fight Christians and human beings? Thoughts. He cannot come into the world physical. You may have big demons, whatever demons, but do you know how they fight us? Thoughts. They don't have the liberty to enter the world in that their form. Are you together? I'm trying to explain to you. So they use thoughts. What do you use to win? Thoughts. What thought? The thought of God. The word of God. Meaning if you know the word of God, as you are subjecting their thoughts, no matter how big they are getting what? Subjected. So this guy can win this guy in just a minute by just speaking God's word is down. But this guy now, if he wants to get him, see how big and wicked he may look in the supernatural. How does he get this guy? He will send a wrong thought. Your mother in the hospital, then he begins to put a picture in your heart that she's dead. Have you been there before? He puts a picture in your heart, she's dead. They say she's in the hospital. You begin to see your mother being buried. You see yourself imagining to cry. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? All of a sudden, God's word will now rise from your heart. You begin to speak it. In fact, some people start crying because they are trying. You see, you are fighting in your mind. Is it the weapon of our warfare? Is it war? You are fighting in your mind. Somebody is looking, why are you crying? They don't know you are fighting. Sometimes you come and meet people who are praying, but you have something personal you are trying to deal with. And before they know it, you are crying because you are fighting in your mind. Or sometimes a preacher is preaching, or sometimes a song. That's why you must be anointed. You must be aligned. Why singing, raising a prayer, and etc. God is ministering every time. Are you together? I'm trying to explain. You hear a word of God in church that says you were addicted, and the Bible teaches that you are free indeed, and etc. And you go back home, and Satan begins to remind you of how that you've been in this life for over 35 years. And he begins to minister to you. He begins to, do you know, how many of you have observed that Satan begins to remind you of things you have even heard that suggest that you cannot leave that addiction? He begins to remind you that you can only remove an addiction with another addiction. You can't leave an addiction. It's just a joke. And the person that said it looks more intelligent. He has white beard. He's a white man. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? But the other person that told you is a young boy, probably from Makodi. A young man. And he begins to show you how that wisdom is preferable. Meanwhile, even though it was a fine man or fine woman that spoke those wrong or negating wisdom, the Bible is teaching us that it was sponsored by the devil. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? It was sponsored by who? The devil. Through them. So they came with nice suits, white guys, black guys, whosoever look intelligent, PhD, and they say junks because they are being aligned for Satan to flow through them. He said, casting down every thought that seems to raise itself above the knowledge of God. Thoughts come through human beings. They come directly from your mind and through human beings, other people's mind. Thought is thoughts. Whether from another person, whether from your own mind. Why did God speak to Satan through the life of Peter in that way? Get behind me, Satan, Jesus said. Did you see Satan physically? The Bible says in this world there are many voices. In other words, when you know Christ, you must, of course, Christ brings you to that realm where you have the ability to discern what is wrong from what is right. You hear a lot of opinions in this world. But as Christians, God promised us in the Old Testament, in the book of Jeremiah, the promise of the new creation, he said they will all know their God from the least to the greatest. Meaning God is not subjecting your knowledge to Facebook. How much you should know him from Facebook, from Daddy Freeze. Now it's a shame somebody will sit down and listen to such a person. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because in the Christendom, there are people that have been given the authority to teach God. You can look at somebody who never went to Bible school, who never was trained in that aspect, teach you about God. Proverbs says, blessed is a man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. In other words, if you walk in the counsel of the ungodly, you cannot walk in the blessings of God. You are listening to somebody who knows nothing about marriage telling you that your husband is not a nice person, the woman is not a nice person, blah, blah, blah. That's why it's advisable when you get married, reduce your friendship with single folks. Because they may never understand. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? They may truly never understand. The man is checking time. It's 7. I have to go home. He's my guy, I beg, maybe you be the first person to marry you. He now has a family. They are single. They can go home 1 a.m. and nothing can happen. But you cannot do that anymore. So blessed is the man that listens not to the counsel of what? The ungodly. Now that's even from worldly folks, alright? That simply means when it comes to Christendom and the things of God, people who are not qualified to teach on it cannot give you advice on it. Somebody looks at you and says, marry that man. Every man cheats. Ask her, what is your qualification? What has qualified you to give me such an advice? See, there are a lot of people that don't cheat. Let me explain to you. Elijah said, "Their God, I'm the only one that you have that can save these people." And God looked at him. I'm sure God smiled. And he said, listen, there are over many thousands in the cave that have not bowed to Baal. So if you just refuse today, I'm going to bring one of them and give them the opportunity to do my work. Elijah was humbled. He became very humble. He thought he was the only one that God can use. Meaning, if God is using you, it's just a privilege. There are many. You know what I'm trying to say? I'm trying to make you understand that. Alright? There are many people that are very, very good. As men and as what? Women. Don't believe the popular things you see on CNN whatsoever. They just want to, you know, anything social media wants you to know, you will know. If they want you to know that Ronaldo is a bad person, they'll make you believe it. It's just a truth. I'm not trying to prove that it's not a bad person. I'm just using that example. For instance, there are a lot of people that don't know Ronaldo. They only know what they see on the internet about Ronaldo. Let me use him as an example. So the only thing they know about Ronaldo is what they watch on Facebook. They've not gone further to see some kind of things. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? It's not like you watch a war match and, for instance, somebody has been hitting him, or the referee was not giving him what he deserved, and he now reacted at the point of the match. The media will now cut that part and say, see your goats reacting like a child. Now, you that didn't watch the whole match because your boyfriend supports Messi, support Messi, and your husband supports Messi, you all join force and hate this wonderful man. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That aside, anything they want you to believe, you believe. Just that they are painting it that a lot of men are gays. Have you seen it? You are not seeing it. Now, if you see any fine man, you are suspecting, why is he this fine? He's too fine for my liking. There was a time that if you are a fine man, no problem. But now if you find, women will be like, don't mind that man, he's gay. Why? He's fine. That's what the media are trying to portray. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? They like to just portray bad things. For instance, a man stood up in a school in the US and was agitating and shouting on the leadership that they are a disgrace. You know, that how would they have like 4.2% that make up black kids in the community and of course in the school. But they took a transgender to represent a magazine that supports Black Lives Matter. A transgender. So he asked them, there are no boys and ladies that are in this school. Why do you choose to carry the one that changed his gender to put as the face of the magazine? He said, because you have an agenda. Then he calls them and says, it's a shame on all of you. That's like how the devil wants you to, because he wants you to see the possibility that a man can be changed into a woman can be changed into a man. that there's some women that just show up and say, I'm tired of being a woman. Now I want to be a man. And they'll say, come over here, come over here. And they change you and you are a man. And there are some that, I'm tired of being a man. I want to be a woman. And they change you to become a woman. There are things like that. It is all from hell. You see it? Satan. Satan just wants you to be destroyed. One time I was reading a book, I think, was it by Derek Prince of Blessed Memory? He made it also understand that the devil doesn't care a little bit about you. A bit. He just wants you destroyed. Torn. Scattered. He has come but to steal, kill, and what? He just wants you scattered. He wants your life messed up. That even if you are taking cocaine, right? You are a cocaine addict. Satan will look at you. You are almost dying. He will not inspire you to take so that you will not die. That's how he wants your life destroyed. The devil is that wicked that you just lost your job. And the next thing we inspire you to do is to become a hookup girl. So that you can survive. It's the devil. And that is why Christians, we must understand that we're in a war. They say, do evangelism, you are playing. You don't understand what you are into. Satan is not tired, you are tired. You go for evangelism, you just walk to place. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. They say, did you collect phone number? I say, no. How did you forget to collect phone number? You are not even serious. Did you remind them? No. How were you able to forget it? Meanwhile, the Bible said the devil is like a what? Looking for what? Then you know the worst of it, the ogwakwata kwata of them all. Huh? Those that come to church and do nothing. Those are the ogwakwata kwata. If you like, bone your face. Oh. Look at me. Oh. Squeeze your mouth. It's still you I'm talking to. You are the enemy. Let's read the Bible. I know I forgot some. I'm not forgetting where I'm supposed to hit, but let's just, this side is sweet. Let's touch this place. Give me that power of scripture. What's the power of scripture again? Matthew 12. All right, bring it up. In the Message translation, can we get the message? Everybody look at your neighbor and say, read now, read. If you know read, no problem. Look at your neighbor while we are reading this. Be targeting your. If they don't read, just raise your hand, somebody. 1, 2, go. Who said this was? Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He says, see, people, you know what that guy did in one fake guy. This is war, it's not that type of that guy's own. He said, this is war, life is war. He said, and there's no neutral ground. So I just want to be a cool Christian. I'm not really into Christian songs, but I'm not really into worldly songs too. Just this nice guy, cute, nice guy. I don't just like to be spiritual. I'm not religious. I don't like religious people. It's us they are talking about. Blah, 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 blah. The guy is religious. I don't like that. No. That's why when I was in UK, I really had a nice time. Nigeria is just some junk, you know. You come here and they are too religious. Over there in the UK, we just live a life. We just do the things we want to do. And, you know, you are speaking funny. You are speaking Queen's English. Oh, my God. If Oleku remember you. If Aleku. If they open your book for Aleku and they summon your spirit in Okpoga, you know, you'll be speaking Queen's English. I don't like African. Just 2 weeks in UK, you see them tweet. Oh, right now I know the problem that we pray too much over there in Africa. Pray too much. We pray too much. That the ones that are not right. The problem of Nigeria is Christianity. They pray too much over everything. And I asked somebody somewhere. I said, you mean all my prayer when I was small till now is that God should give me Lamborghini? Me. I prayed to become rich from when I was small. If I didn't know God, I would still be rich. You know, somebody said, God doesn't make anybody successful. You don't need God to be successful. I said, wrong. You don't need God to be rich. You need God to be successful. Success is different from being rich. Your problem is that you define success. You got your definition from success of success from the world. You tied it to mammon. Success is not having money. And that's why Jesus said, the worth of a man is not a function of the abundance of material things that he has. I hope you get what I'm trying to say. Meaning from God's perspective, you are not successful because you have money. But remember, he said in Joshua 1:8 that he can give you good success. I hope you get what I'm trying to explain to you. Very important. And that's what the Bible said, the blessings of the Lord maketh and add no. So what is success? Success is not being just rich. It is being rich with no sorrow at all. Are you listening to me? Are you here tonight? Glory to God forevermore. So God wants us to rule and reign. You know, the devil has really influenced a lot of people and systems. I hope you are aware. For somebody to decide to want to be a woman, they are demons. Satan just wants you destroyed. You are sitting down and the only thing you admire is clubbing, drinking. You are a lady, you are smoking. Isn't that so interesting? And you know that back when you see women smoke, it's not like men smoking is okay. But when you see, you know, and sometimes they are very beautiful ladies. You know, one time I was in, while I was in BSU, I was a student, of course, everybody was a student. I was in my house and one time I saw this beautiful lady. I'd always known she was beautiful. I thought she was beautiful. I'd seen her beautiful. In fact, she's obviously beautiful. But of course, it's not every beautiful woman you marry, so it was not my business. But I knew she was beautiful. One day, I just came out. And I saw this beautiful lady smoking Igbo. And when she saw me, she just put it under her leg and just press it. In my head, I was like, I saw you. I didn't make her feel like I saw her. I just said, I saw you. Great. I passed her. I said, good afternoon. How are you? So I was like, I saw you. You know, I have that character. I don't like people to know that I saw them in sin because they will feel disappointed and not want to come close to me. Many years ago, I was pastoring this young man, and I saw something he did on the internet, terrible stuff, and I deleted it for him. Then I started preaching to him. I now had more interest. He never knew I knew that thing. Till today, as I'm talking to him, he doesn't know. And if he watches this sermon, he will not even know it's him I'm talking about. Because when you tell them that I saw that you are doing this, hey, they will start looking at you. They will not even be happy around you. They'll be around you and they'll be like, saw me. How does he even see me now? One time I was coming up from, I went to buy something and I saw this lady looking like an unbeliever. And I know she knows me. And I've seen her, I think I've seen her request on Facebook, not accepted yet, but I saw it. And when she saw me, she just hid herself in one pillar. Her man was buying stuff, so she was just with one shot, waiting for him to bring the stuff he bought for her in the shopping mall. And she was waiting outside. So when she saw me, she just hid herself in the pillar. And just, you know, when God came to Adam at the back of the tree, because he was naked. So I think she was almost naked too. So she hid herself. And in my heart, I said, oh, seen you since. I didn't say a word. I drove away. In her heart now, I did not see her. And I'm happy she thinks like that. So that tomorrow when she wants to repent, she will know that I'm coming. You know, when she comes to pastor, she'll say, Pastor, I want to repent, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, I never saw you too. You had always been a nice lady, and etc. Hallelujah to Jesus. And she was smoking. How would she smoke? Satan wants you destroyed. Just destroyed. You know, one time I heard a confession of a lady. She was, demons really took a hold of her mind. You know what she was doing? I don't know how to say these words, but you people will not like it. Hear what the demon made her to do. She was when female leaders in church are having women problem, I always tell them, don't tell me the problem. Tell me you have women problem and go away. In fact, if it starts before you come to church, just be at home and say, I have women problem. We understand. To show you how I don't want to even hear anything around there. This lady, the demon influencer, she was leaking. Alright, let me stop there. She said, just like that. And if she doesn't do it, she can't rest. So whenever it happens, she cannot really have this peace of mind till she smells and leaks. Rabash Kavai. You see how the devil wants us destroyed? What will make somebody... Now, in the north where I grew up, there were certain brothers, alright? Muslim brothers, those days. Of course, they were Muslims, so I'm not trying to discriminate or anything. We used to play football together. They would hold handkerchief. You would think they are cleaning their face when they are playing the football. They are not cleaning their face, so they are sniffing something. Do you know what they are sniffing sometimes? It's water. You know, when you go to gutter like this, gutter that is not made from cement, there's no cement there. The edge, very deep edge of that muddy gutter, those black sand, they'll dig it, and rub the hanky on top, and pack the sand and cover it. And when they move, they sniff it. How can somebody go inside gutter, dig it? Is that how the devil wants you destroyed? It was inspired by God. Now you know that something enters your system. Are you all listening to me? And destroys your system, smoking. But you still do it. Is it God that inspires that kind of action? You know, I had a confession of a lady, almost 20 abortion. Well, I'm not trying to condemn her, but you did the first one, no problem. Second one, no problem. Third one, no problem. You kept on doing almost 20. It's a devil. No normal human being can behave like that. I'm sure some of you have heard crazy things more than even this. It is proof that the enemy wants us what? He wants to steal from us, kill us, and what? Completely. Somebody say completely. Destroy us. He's wicked, Satan. Satan is very wicked. How can you explain somebody addicted to something killing him and he still likes it in? How can you explain this one again? You know that something is bad, but you still find yourself doing it. Even you know the thing is bad. You know, yesterday I was driving into the house. Just at the car bed, I saw two boys smoking. Young boys. I couldn't help it at all. It didn't work with my mind at all. I stopped. Ooh, I called them. Come here. He wanted to run. He started trying to hide. Not that small, but the confident, the pain made me to talk to them like small children. So when I shouted, he came and he did this thing. I said, I saw you. The other one was moving from his nose. I said, look at you people. You're too small. You are too small for the life you are doing. In fact, you can never be too big. There is no age to be that foolish. But I said, for you people, you are too small. And I said, this kind of life? You see, as I look nice, you say yes. I said, I've tasted small of this life. Not that I smoke. Don't be looking at me like that. And even if I smoke, I've repented then. Doesn't matter. I've tasted the bow. That one is there. All right? When I've been around people that smoke, I've not seen their life change. I love friends that smoke everything in this world. You know, Mama T had a problem with one of my friends in Abuja. Because anytime I go to Abuja, if I'm not in her house, I'm with that friend. And guess what? He wears earring. My friend, oh, very good friend. I know some of you are wondering. I'm sure you have seen it, seen him on my status before. Because I put one picture that he was wearing earring. I mean, he bust the ear, but the spot was still showing there. We play both football together. We grew up as teammates. Amen. So she had a problem. She said, why do you like this guy? I said, he's my good friend. She said, but Pastor, he smokes and he drinks. Even till now, we talk very well. I've not seen in my life, outside ministerial friends, I've not seen a regular friend that is that nice. I can send him with any amount I have, and I'm sure there'll be no problem. Anything I tell him to do, I'm sure I can trust him to 99.9%. Sometimes we stand and I will say, you just smoke. I say, my guy, I don't like this talk. They didn't tell me this kind of thing. I say, you just smoke. Wait till you won't beat me. Say, wait till happen. If I smoke now, I say, why did they kill yourself? I say, Pastor, I beg, I go leave you here. I say, why? I'm telling you, that's how we act on the road. Then in the middle of the night, I wake him up when I had some issue in Abuja, one of the last times. We were together, you know, when they attempted to rob us, you know. And when we were in the house, he slept off. I woke up, we have to talk. Why do you do this? You know, and he listens very, very well. Such a nice person. But that smoking and drinking is the only thing Satan is using to limit his life. Very intelligent, done with masters, but really cannot bring anything productive in his life. Why? Because of what? Smoking and what? Drinking. Do you know the destiny Satan have tied through that kind of life? There are some people like this. They will see project that they will do. They will give them 2 billion. They rather prefer to watch porn than to do it because they are addicted. That's how terrible and useless Satan wants our life to be. There are some people that can stay 2 hours watching pornography. They can't use 2 hours to read book because their minds have been messed up by the devil. Now all of this thing I'm saying is not to hype Satan. It's to show you how terrible and wicked the devil can be. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you? He wants to steal from you. But when we say steal from you, we don't mean he will come and carry you and want to steal you and go and or carry you. No! How does he steal from you? By planting the wrong seeds in your mind. You begin to think of rubbish instead of thinking of the right things. That's how he steals from you. What you should do that should make your life productive. You don't want to do it. There are some people who are meant to be great and mighty men in this nation. Guess what they are doing now? Is hook up. Because they've not met somebody to tell them about Jesus. See, that is why evangelism is very important. Are you listening to me? Do it with all the ruggedness in your spirit. Was it not one time I sent somebody to call a boy for me? You know, I think I ministered to the boy. And I sent somebody in the choir to go and get the number. They came, one of them received Jesus. Imagine I didn't have the boldness. They were trying to kiss. He was kissing the girl and snapping picture. Just before I entered the church. And when I passed the Holy Spirit, he said, what are you scared for? You know, I was trying to respect myself because somebody that can kiss a lady in public has might. And if I talk to him, he may shout on me. But the Holy Spirit said, what are you scared of? Is it that if they insult you, you'll not be able to sleep or what? Then he reminded me of the scripture, it is no longer you that live, but Christ that lives as me. Take the shame, I take the glory if you like, take whatever. I went back and I said, hey, I came out of the car and I spoke to them. I was even surprised they listened to me. And advise them, preach, and told her, you people are only deceiving yourself. This one does not even know his left from right. Do you know your left? He said, no. I said, where are you going to? When I was done, I'm so serious. I asked him, do you know anything? Do you know what you are doing? Have you seen your WAEC result? He said, no. I said, so what are you doing? Do you see the devil is deceiving you? Because see, you know why some of us can say with boldness, we have passed that place. You know, I'm even shocked that people can kiss and that you have not finished secondary school, you can kiss. In our generation, even if a girl is talking to you, you just be doing your head like this. Because you can't even talk. But this generation can even kiss on the road. Ha! No wonder they call them Gen Z. It's the last part, it's the worst. I remember when I was growing up, You know, I was with my tutor who was teaching me music. As we were going to the church, he heard me picking a call. There's this new phone that time, was it Multilink whatsoever? My father bought me one like that, so nice. So I was picking the call. And I will not take this thing. It was a lady. I will not take it. She called me today talking to me, blah, 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 that she will leave her man, blah, blah, blah. So I now laugh and ended the call. So when I started laughing, he heard it, because the phone can be loud, even on when you low it, it will be exposing you. So if you want to be called, you have to run outside because everybody will hear that call. So he said, well done, oh big boy. At this age, I said, I don't even know what is wrong with these two guys. I don't have anything to do with them. He said, well, he didn't believe me. But do you know, I truly didn't have anything to do with them. The only thing is that I know I used to take yogurt, and when they bring yogurt in class, I'll collect. When they bring Monty Dew, I'll just be collecting. So me, I thought I was collecting, but they thought I was in love. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? If it's you, will you not collect? Let's be sincere. I remember when I left the boys there, I remember that experience. So I started smiling before I told Gabriel to go and get their number. So there's nothing there. In fact, that love in secondary school, you would think is the best love. Just go and wait at the gates. You are not doing lesson, you wait for her to finish lesson. Your mom was expecting you by 12. You're not like, they now change their mind that we should do lesson today. Even food you not eat, you sit down somewhere and be waiting. Money they gave you to buy lunch, you wait and buy something for her. A lot of young men, people are there, as if you did not do it. A lot of young men did it in secondary school. Ladies are enjoying this world, that's just the truth. Hallelujah to Jesus. Most young men, even college, Sarah is looking at me, they did it. Sarah is looking at me, he's praying. He did it. Spraying in tongues and catching the revelation. There's nothing there. You would think that's the best thing that can happen to you, isn't it? Hi, come and sit down, please. Hallelujah to Jesus. Until you are shocked in the future, you grow and have children, you now be remembering, so you don't be loving. I say, oh God. You know, one time I went to Kaduna and I saw this lady that wouldn't allow me rest. She prayed and saw me. She taught people, she saw me, that my husband. You know, when I'm teaching the word, she would say, I will teach on relationship, or I'll teach on this to prove I'm her husband. When I do it, them and the ladies will be laughing. I heard all the stories. A lot of affirmation. Got married, called me on the wedding night that it's me she wanted. I'm not joking. True life story. You know, midnight, I saw the call. I said, are you okay? What is happening? He said, I don't want to sleep with my man. I said, what? So what did consign me? He said, it's you I want. I said, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Never call me. I ended the call and blocked her number. Not jokes. True life story. And one time I went for a wedding and I saw a child. She has a beautiful daughter now. So when she saw me, she was changing rules. So I just planned when she was coming and I entered her front. I said, hello. She was blushing. I said, you have a beautiful baby like you. I held the baby and played. And I kept the baby. I said, oh, you couldn't wait. You have a baby. Just a joke. She just laughed and left. Amen. All of those things, you think that's the best thing that can happen. Now, if you look at me, she'll just be laughing and be remembering all the foolishness. Hallelujah. That's what I always tell my girl. Because him too, I'm sure he has some girls. I've seen one or two girls messaging him. And I told him, hallelujah to Jesus, that one time I used to be like you. And girls used to message me, but I did not follow my girl. But thank God now he's rejecting. Like recently when I checked his chat, he was telling the lady, no, I'm not interested. I said, that's good. You are growing. Hallelujah to Jesus. And thank God for their lives. I told the two boys, you can't be living like this. You see all this club, rubbish, they are just foolishness. When you grow, you understand. Do you know, there's a woman I used to know in Kaduna. Let me end with this. Many years ago, I shared it yet.
She was the hotspot of beauty in our church. The center of beauty. I mean, if she passes, every man will just look for a way to just cite what God has done in this life and continue moving. I'm sure she caused a lot of trouble in that church somehow, that they were serving in the house when they go back. Hey, you turn and look at that lady, whoosh, boom, boom, man. I'm sure she caused such trouble. She was so beautiful. Of course, some of us who were younger didn't even look at her because we don't even stand a chance. So it was not our business. One time I went to buy a vehicle in Kaduna. I entered a stand trying to get a PDO 307 for someone. And while we're looking at the car, I sighted her selling food. She was pushing wheelbarrow and selling food. I didn't believe my eyes. So the mechanic that was with me said, "Pastor, is everything okay?" I said, "Don't worry, I'm coming." The people were looking at you, they admire her, person where they sell food. In my heart, I said, "You people don't know who you are talking about." She was around Ungwankanawa like that. Around Ungwankanawa. I used to know her. She now even wore something like hijab to cover her face. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I was like, Jesus Christ. What has happened to this lady? Maybe she has messed her life. I received a word of knowledge that she had probably a disease that will make her feel like this about herself. I just probably want to live like this all her life. You know? So I kept on thinking. I said, is this how somebody can be from glory, move from glory into depths of shame? If anybody told that lady you'll be like this, she would never believe it. So when I see ladies today, they think they have all the time in this world, you know, at 21, 22. They're on Facebook, WhatsApp, TikTok, shaking their bum bum, doing everything. They think they have all the time. And a lot of men are on their DM. I love you, Nami, love you, pass. Take 100,000. Why? Don't have you telling the men, "Now, man, you be. Dogu, you don't be like Oche. I will just say you are fine for mouth. Now, you are fine, I go chop." He sent 2.5 million. Say, "Hey, that's my man." And when he's done with you, you know, your body is so precious. Look at, somebody can give 5 million, 5 billion. I'm sure there are some men that can give 5 billion. For your body, to show you how precious your body is before God. Even God said your body is his temple. And when you do all of those things, I've heard confessions, some infected with all forms of diseases. You know? Some, they are known for that kind of thing. Nobody wants to marry them at the end. You think it's just a small area. Let me give, for instance, you say Kansho. It's a small area. Nobody will know you. When you leave Kansho, you will now go to another area and go and marry. When you go to the other area, the security man there green Kansho. It's okay, I will change location to Lagos. And enter one part of Lagos where nobody knows me. Maybe I will find a man there. When you get to Lagos, the man that is in charge of security, green Kansho, that's when you understand that the world is a small. Some will enter their boyfriend's house and see another man there that knows all their life story. That's how they know the relationship are finished. At age 35, you are trusting God for a man. You saw wrong seed many years ago. Listen, no, I'm speaking to somebody prophetically. Many years ago, are you listening to me? The Bible says, "For God cannot be mocked. What a man he shall." Do you realize that it was not God that punished? This is a beautiful revelation. Maybe I'll say it more in the second service. It's not God that punished Noah's. What was that woman's name that changed to salt? Lot's wife that changed to salt. When I saw it in the scripture, I was amazed. The Bible described the destruction of that city as a city that is full of fire, blah blah blah, and some kind of atmospheric whatsoever, that the consequence resulted to salt and the rest in the city. Salt being made from all the destruction and the rest in the city. In other words, the Bible said, in the original, the Bible said when she turned back, she didn't just turn back. God said, don't even turn back or look around. She did not just turn back according to scripture. She was going back to the city. In the original. She was going back, and so as she entered the city and the destruction came upon her, whatever event of the destruction changed her into a what? She entered into the destruction, and that is why she looked like a pillar of salt. It was not God that punished her. What am I trying to say? Anytime you make decisions, think about the consequences. She entered into the consequence of her decision. There's always consequence. As you are living this kind of life right now, there's consequence. Why we are teaching to you right now the gospel is so that you find grace and live in the right path. The grace of God has appeared to all men, teaching them how to what? Say no. Because if you continue in that path, it will destroy you. You may be seeing pleasure. I told somebody, God is not by us. God is saying stop sin. Hey, God will just sit down somewhere and say stop sin and be commanding us. No, look at it critically. Everything God said don't do is for your good. When God says stop, what will your life stopping sin do to God or do for God? Nothing. Everything it will do is for yourself and for other people. God without you is still God. Before you came into existence, He is God. Nothing can stop Him, nothing can limit Him. Someone will tell you these kind of things, we know what we are saying. Paul said, when I was a child, I behaved like a child. There was a time everybody, all of us wanted to talk to everybody on Facebook. Every girl that just put makeup will message because we think she's beautiful. We're like that at that time. But as we grew up, we left childish ways. There was a time that some people we grew up with, we collect money from everybody, but I saw how people transform before my very eyes too. Any man that talked to you, have collected money, and you'll be laughing. You're laughing. Mumu man, Mugu. You are the real Mugu. Are you listening to me? Wise up, wake up. You know, I saw a news recently. Is it Ngozi Uwela? She is a Christian, and right now she has been re-elected to be the... What's that position again? Huh? Now you don't even know. That means you don't anticipate to ever be like her. What's her position? All the women in this church, what's her position? Huh? Now you have a problem. That's why God is talking to you this morning. Listen to me. What of Rihanna? You know her? She's a pop star, right? How about Tiva Savage? You're all pretending like you don't know them, right? This woman I just spoke about, she's married, she's still married. You know, they say, be a boss lady. This is a real boss lady. She has kids. And all the world sat down and re-elected her because they liked her tenor. Huh? What position? Director of what? World Trade Organization. Okay. Are you sure you checked it? World Health? You know, people can Google it, though. Whatsoever. They can Google it. No need to guess. When you go home, just Google it. Director of what? World Trade Organization. Okay. Still married, re-elected just recently. That's a real boss lady. Are you all listening to me? Don't waste your life. See, it is the devil. Listen to me. Oh. Listen to me very well. It is the devil that inspires you to go and stand and be dancing. Let somebody be rocking your bumbo. You are looking at me like this. I know it. I grew up in the barracks. I know what I'm saying. It is a high carnality and foolishness. There's a lady, you find yourself drinking alcohol, trying to get high. You want to be high. Be careful.
careful with that kind of life. You are destroying yourself. What you sow, you what? Some of you will cry in the future for your womb. Some people are crying now. They cannot give birth to children. They are crying now. No jokes. I can't tell. That's one of the highest. Homes are breaking for this reason. Even as men, be careful. There are men right now, 25, HIV positive. 24, 19. You know, one time when my wife started acting out, they wanted to check my blood, whatsoever. They did some tests. And they checked me, and the woman said, this is HIV test. So I was wondering why she was telling me, and she checked it. I said, why are you not scared? I said, why should I be scared? Is anybody that does this test is just a little bit tense. They are wondering if they have it. I said, I cannot have HIV and AIDS. She now smiled. I said, okay, your result is ready. Can I tell you now? I said, I'm negative. She said, well, you are actually negative. What I want you to do is, in case you have another partner you don't want your wife to know about, you can bring, I'm telling you, it's confidential. You can bring her. We are very mature people. Wouldn't tell your wife so that you will not in any way get. I said, I mean, you tell this to everybody? Say, yes, especially since you look so fine. So maybe people that you like outside your wife. I said, no, I don't like anybody outside my wife. She was looking at me so amazed. I said, do you know many people like you are HIV positive? They come here for drugs. Say many people. I understand what she's my age. You understand what I'm trying to say? Say they're coming here for drugs. I said, really? We gisted for a while. She said, Pastor, many in this town, if 10 pass, 8. Now I'm hearing this for the first time at that time. I said, you mean if it's I don't understand. You say, Pastor, there are plenty like water and they don't even care. Now Satan will inspire you to be behaving like a he-goat. You will think that it is for good. It is for your destruction. You see anybody like if I don't follow this, I will die. He wants to destroy you. And it's only in God that you can find solution. Are you all listening to me tonight? He has come. There are some mighty men seated. I tell you, at age 24, HIV positive. They are destiny in God. They are mighty. Mighty men. I'll talk about kingdom. We're not just talking about trying to round up. We're not talking about religion. There is no kingdom that is not influenced by the ideas of the king. Talk about UK now. They influence almost major part of the world. They influence. Look at their dressing. We are even dressing like that in Africa. If it's not that we are doing traditional Sunday today, all of us would have been looking like them. Look at how they influence almost the whole world. Then you tell me you are a Christian and God cannot influence your dressing. Somebody says, is there dressing from heaven? There is no dressing from heaven, but there's a consciousness to dress well from heaven. You can't claim to be a kingdom person and look indecent. I've said this every, you know, I always end my sermon like this. I'm not one of these preachers trying to please nobody. We must wake up as Christians. Some things are getting out of hand. It is too much. A pastor was complaining, I think last week I was looking at Facebook videos, that the rate of immorality within the church is too much. They are tired of it, blah blah blah. And it was strange to my ears. A lady was telling me lately, if I mention the truth, you'll be so amazed that he led worship. I mistakenly, before I said what, she told me the name. I don't know the person. I mean, he was flirting with her on Facebook, saying all kind of nonsense to her, dirty things. And she said, but you led worship in Zuzu Church last Sunday. And he said, oh Jesus, I've cast myself. Terrible things happening. It's time to wake up. Because we're keeping quiet. Now somebody will be leading worship. Before you know, next Sunday he has plait hair to come and lead worship in this church. What inspired you to lead? You are hearing the word of God every day. We're talking about revival and souls. You got inspired to plait your hair as a boy.
and wear a ring to come and how did you get there if it's not a terrible demon? After what teaching like this, you got inspired to plait your hair? I failed as a preacher. Oh God, I'm sorry. When you grow up as a child of God, you leave childish things. You know, Pastor Samuel, you don't wear this, you don't do that. Listen, it's not necessary. I have peace with myself. It's time to grow up. We don't even know who is a gospel artist. We don't know who is a worldly artist. When you talk, they say, stop condemning all these religious preachers. I agree. But I tell you one fact. You see, this generation, they may not be able to do one third of what the initial generation had done. Even though they have plenty of revelation, you know why? Those people, they obey some kind of basic rules we cannot obey in our days. When you talk about purity, they pursued it. They may look local, but as long as you're a man of God, there's a decorum. There's a way you must look. Wake up. Forget about anybody insulting you. They've insulted me before. People have said rubbish, you know. Pastor Simon is pushing legalism, blah, blah, blah. He talks against things too much, blah, blah, blah. Isn't it amazing that I'm young like them and I'm talking like this? This can only be God. They expect, if I was doing all of those things, nobody would have said nothing. How can you not find peace with yourself as a preacher? You are doing, you wake up a Sunday, it's just to dye your hair. That's what enter your heart. It's time to wake up. Even the songs, wake up. When you listen to songs like that, nothing will truly happen to your heart. You know, I was coming from somewhere, they were discussing about the popular gospel artist. I was so disappointed in my heart. The people, I pretended like I didn't know. Talking about the things they are seeing online, blah, 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 doing blah, blah. I was so ashamed in my heart. And if you look at it, they actually are making a point. Gospel artists now, we don't know what they are doing up there. You see a gospel artist doing content with a worldly artist. What are you ministering to us? Content. I was telling leaders yesterday, I said the Bible says, touch not the unclean, separate yourself. We are not against them, but for we to touch them, we must separate ourselves and say, this is who we are. Before we can touch them. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? We are not against them, but you must separate yourself before you are able to impact them. And they may be popular. It doesn't mean you should follow it because it's a popular trend. I've been saying this for years. It's time to wake up. Else we'll be in church and be hearing nonsense every time. Nonsense. I've been in this town for a while. I've heard reports. I've warned them several times. And I used to say it, if you like, talk against me, I don't care. You come to this church, we invite you to minister, you collect number, I will shake you. You will be so amazed. I've said it several times. What are you collecting number? They say, minister, you finish. Guests are giving you number. You will drop that phone, will delete the number before you leave the church. There is nothing there to be ashamed of. I was hearing some reports yesterday. Some people come here and they say, I'm Pastor Simon friend, asking guests out. If I catch you, you are my friend, you're asking a girl out, using me as a friend. I'm not anybody's friend. I was hearing it yesterday, I was so disappointed. Your pastor is my friend. Give me your number. If you hear that, leave that place. If they insist, slap them and leave the place. If they get angry, let them go and hug Transformer. And if you keep on disturbing, I'll call you. I may be speaking like I'm in the flesh, but I'm in the spirit. I'm not in the flesh. If we don't take a stand for purity, there will be no Christianity for tomorrow. It's the truth. The nonsense we are hearing, you don't want to hear the things we are hearing. The nonsense we are hearing is getting out of hand. They can never be a blessing if we share it here. So terrible. You know, I was telling somebody a story, a word of prophecy.
You were thinking I was joking. You are a Christian. You are married. You now register as a... what is your profession now? You are a gym instructor. Now, follow me carefully. It's not like it's a bad thing. I don't know whether it's a sin or not, but just look at it. Let's judge it. Then, you are now building up ladies. And you have wife. You build up ladies. Like, you instruct ladies to get built up. In fact, one of your adverts was a lady shaking her bum bum. And you were saying, this is how you'll be built. I'll build you like this. And the lady said, yeah, he built me like this. Now, if you are the wife, alright, you may say, oh, there's nothing there. We're in the 21st century. But listen, if that man will not cheat on you, my name is not Prophet Simon. I said it like a joke. They thought I was joking. Little by little, the effect will be very clear. I said, you can't be doing that kind of thing. Look for another profession. Then they say, who will be gym instructors? Watch, get apps, let everybody be their gym instructors. Me, I marry, finish, you have gym instructor. It's not like I have a problem with it. But be in your house and have a gym instructor. Else I'll be your personal. In fact, everybody should have gym in their house. Hallelujah. Oh, word is enough for the wise. Are you listening to me? As we're talking like this, if you like, don't listen. When you are suffering, listen, everybody, let me speak like Elijah now. I will not be there. I hope you know that. Wake up now. Wake up. I heard a story Mama T showed me. A lady was sleeping with her boyfriend in the house. Like, she always spent weekends there. Then one of the neighbors said, I have stomach pain. She now stood up to lay hands on the lady. She said, why would you have stomach pain? She said, bring your belly. In the name of... The neighbor was not... I wish I didn't say like this. Somebody that has been spending weekend is laying hands. Wake up. Christians, kuna jinako? Let me say raw. You see that thing doing on your body? Man, and now I want the man. It's a devil. Why they give you the man and say have him forever? You go tire. Go and ask married people. It's beg, they are begging them. A pastor told me, say, I used to beg marriage people. People sleep with each other, please. Some of them will say, well, I'm agreeing, we don't want to. Say, okay, no problem. They are begging you for what? The devil was telling you, if you don't do it today, you will die. Now today, oh, you go die. That's why the fruit of the spirit you have as a child of God is not total abstinence from sex. It is called what? Self-control. If the devil gives you something in one hand, he will collect with another. I have told you people every time. Now that you are 21, when they are telling you, you're not here, you carry your long head and you're not here anybody. 21 years. You don't know anything. You don't know life. Now, there are some people that will see me in town and be changing road because of what they haven't wearing. They didn't know I saw them since. Say, bike man, pass like this, pass my legs. But you get one devil who I know I'm missing, pass like this. Wake up. You are bigger than that kind of person. Are you listening to me? Wake up. Wake up. Whether or not your mother wants the money, wake up. A lady told me many years ago, said, my mother said I should be going out with that man. I said, change house. In fact, if you want to change parents, I'm ready to be your parents. Two of them join together. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Are you listening to me? Your mates are bringing 500 to their mother. You go and bring, go and give your mother 500. Let me see. Tell her to go and give 500,000 to you. You that you are bigger than my mates, go and give your mother 500,000. There's some very useless culture. One time here, they told a lady to go and stay with a man before marriage. I said, don't go anywhere. Hey, is it my mother? It's your mother. I was shocked. It's in our culture, they have to test before they buy the product. To know that the lady is fruitful and that she will multiply. Very useless cultures. If you do like that, you are not a Christian. See, if you learn to obey God, only good things will come to you. If you let the man have limousine inside Rolls Royce, let the limousine and the Rolls Royce be one car. Let him have a house that have private jet flying inside. As long as he says the things like that, it's not God's will for you. Reject it. Are you listening to me? Reject it. I don't know why this burden is so strong for you people this morning. Reject it. As we are talking, listen. Reject it. Some that are 19, 21, 22. You may not understand this thing. Just follow and listen. Follow by faith. I've pastored people here. I've seen where people cry in my office. We don't want to go deep into those issues. I've seen HIV healed. I've seen some not healed. Some before a God healed, they ran away from church. They couldn't bear it. In fact, I've seen a case, somebody is HIV positive and still immoral. We are trying to trust God for healing, but the body is still moving. Bow your head. Father, we give you praise. Thank you for your word. Impact our heart with your word. Cause our lives never to remain the same at the hearing of your word. Speak positivity based on what you have heard this morning. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, we believe the power of your word. Lord, we receive the glory of your word. Lord, we believe in the power of your word. Lord, we receive the glory of your word. Your word will heal. Your word will change. Your word delivers and breaks every yoke. Your word will heal. Your word will change. Your word delivers and breaks every yoke. Your word will heal. Your word will heal. Your word will change. Your word will deliver and break every. Your word will heal. Your word has saved. Your word has delivered. Oh, and break every chain. Lord, we believe. Lord, we believe. Oh, in the power of your word, Lord, I believe in the spirit of your word. Lord, I believe, Lord, I believe. Oh, Lord, I believe spirit of your word. Hey, your word will, yeah, your word will, your word will save, your word will deliver and break every chain. Your word will heal, your word will save. Your word will deliver, break every chain. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We ask your word to be a light for our path, a lamp for our feet. In the name of Jesus.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.